With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore, and happy now to be talking once again with Gavin Monagle, the Masconoman High School football coach. Coach, welcome back. Nice to talk with you again. It's been a while. How are you doing?
Hey, great, Rick. How are you?
I'm very well. We were just talking here before we started recording, and I mean, it's amazing. We've had probably 6 or 7 weeks now of you with football, with your kids, and almost halfway through the season already. And Gavin, I wonder if you could take me, before we talk about the win over Beverly, kind of take me through the process of working with a team, you know, going through basic training, if you were, and then starting off the season, and then now you're sort of entrenched in the program. The kids know pretty much what to expect day by day. So what's that transition like from, you know, from August to now?
Yeah, it is a series of events that keep happening, you know, so it is a nice transition. The kids, we got a great group of kids, first of all, which helps a ton.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young kids on the field this year are some guys who just weren't on the field last year, first opportunities. We graduated a lot of seniors last year who were on the field for several years.
Mm-hmm.
So these kids are getting their first shot at it, and they're doing a great job, you know. It's time-consuming, I think, putting, you know, the offense in, the defense in, the special teams in, you know, trying to find out who can do what, where, and, you know, we could be wrong in the first place we put them, you know, and then you kind of figure out, you want to get your best kids on the field and wherever they can help, and there's a process there, and still putting our offense in, which isn't easy to put in. It's not, you know, running wing tee stuff. It takes a little time. It takes repetition. You know, you have to see things and adjust, you know, and play on. But the kids have been great, and I think week by week we've gotten better, and, you know, we've thrown the ball a little bit better now. And, you know, I was heavy with the run stuff early, and I think we're picking up more and more time practicing, going to the passing game. And, you know, so defensively I think the kids have been great from the get-go.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot, though. Throw some special teams in there, and, you know, you're never ready, put it that way. You're never
well,
fully ready. Then you've got to figure out what your opponent's doing. So there's a lot.
You know, I look at your schedule so far, and Billerica, they're 4-0, and Winchester, they're 3-1. But I'm looking what seems to be continuous improvement for your team. Do you look at it that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like I said, it's a great group of guys, and, you know, they put up with me and my nonsense sometimes, because I can push them pretty good at times, and they respond well, though. They've all known me since seventh grade. I'm their assistant principal in middle school, so they kind of understand my personality, I think, as well as anyone. So I really appreciate what they give back to us. And they're a good group, and you're right, though. They have improved. I think confidence is the big thing. You know, I think each week they got a little more confident in themselves and a little more confident in mm-hmm. each other. And I think I think it came on the field a little bit more this week than the previous weeks. I think, I thought the tough loss to Winchester, I was like, geez, we could have done this or that. And I think everyone just said, all right, well, let's do this or that. And I think it was kind of a crossroads in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So, we played a good Beverly team. I think Beverly's in the same boat as us, I think, to tell you the truth. They played some good teams. They have a good schedule leading into that game as well. And, you know, they got a kid or two hurt. And, you know, it's tough. You know, it's tough. It's tough, you know, getting in and out every week. So we appreciate any win we can get. And I was really happy for the kids, because football, it's a tough to get the wins. It's not easy. An NEC win is even sweeter. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
appreciate where we are right now.
Well, yeah, and that's where you are. 1-0 in the league, and it's a short league season, so every one of those games is really important. Gav, could you tell me a little bit, please, about the Beverly game and how that went and how you look at it?
Yeah, well, what was really cool in the beginning of the game was Robbie Angle took the opening kickoff back for, I think it was 83 yards.
Okay.
Return, yeah. Which is, you know, he's done, in the Winchester game, he returned one for 50-something, and the kicker got him, and I think he had another big one for, like, 35 in that game. So that kickoff return team's done a nice job. But so that was good to get off like that. Defense was able to be just a stalwart the entire game. Offense was able to just get going, and, Ryan Goncalves, fullback, you know, he was in and out last year, some injuries. I think he had 130 yards. Mm-hmm. I think he had last week. The fullback, just some tough yards, and he busted a few. He kept some drives going for us, you know. So we're really happy with him too. I mean, you know, whole offensive line, you know, stepped up there. So that was it was good.
Gavin,
it was a great team win. You know, special teams, defense, entire offense. So. It's good. It's a maturing thing, you know. So
Tell me, Ryan.
I mean, Ryan was hurt last year. He missed a lot last year. And, you know, he's one of those kids. It's a great story just to see he's mature, you know, physically and healthy. And he's a real good kid to see, you know, how happy he was. I think all the kids were pretty happy for him too.
I know that's one of the aspects of the game is when you see individual improvement. And you know, I know that you don't necessarily have to have great stats or a great game to feel good about yourself. But tell me a little more about Robbie, because I'm looking Robbie Engel. I'm looking at his stats. He doesn't look like a big kid. So tell me more about his style of play.
Yeah, he's gritty as can be. Fast. He's got good speed. He's a weight room kid. He's not a big kid. He's gritty. He didn't play offense for us last year. He played defensive back. He probably started about a little over half the games as a defensive back last year, and he played in every game. But just a gritty kid. He's captain, and the kids love him just because he's such a good kid, and I think his work ethic is tremendous. And I think everyone, you know, is again, another kid everyone's happy to see do real well.
Mm-hmm.
He just got a play of the week for the Globe because he had that touchdown, but he also had a big pick in the fourth quarter of the game. Beverly was driving down. We're 12-6 game, you know, very much, you know, a contest at the time, and probably 4 minutes to go in the game, I think it was, and he had a big interception. So he's a gamer, you know. He's a gamer, and he wants the ball. He's just a super kid to go with.
I always have to ask about a lineman, coach, when I talk with coaches, because the guys with the who get the ball, they stand out in the paper with their stats, but it's the guys in the trenches who make it for them. So tell me a little bit about some of those guys.
Yeah, Nathaniel Cantalupo, he had a super game. We kind of ran behind him a lot. He's an offensive guard.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Chase Karen in the mix there with him as well. He's the center next to him. Jacob Mills is the guy next to him. So the interior guys did I thought really, really well. Tommy Boyle and TJ was really. We had a good group out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought everyone contributed really well. TJ Valentine contributed really well. Everyone, from. Everyone contributed.
That's
really
good. I like that.
I say that because I know Coach, our offensive line coach, we played about eight to nine offensive linemen in there, he does a great, Coach Allison, a super job of getting kids in and, you know, just trying to find the rhythm. Again, we're trying to find the rhythm. We're trying to find out who are our true guards, who are our true, you know what I mean? And then you throw a couple injuries in there. And so it's a working project.
When you have to change a kid's position, and I know sometimes there's resistance to that, but historically when I talk with coaches, the kids tend to listen to what you're saying to them and they go to the new position and then they end up doing better. Have you found that?
Yeah. I mean, TJ Valentine was one of those kids, and Cantalupo, they're both backs a year ago. And I told my guys, we got some pretty good kids there. And, kind of getting your best athletes on the field.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things. And they stepped up. They did it, Michael McNamee jumped in when Cantalupo went down for a couple plays there. He got hurt in the middle of the game. And, Michael jumped in. He did a super job. It's definitely it is when it's a great opportunity for kids because you can only have so many running backs,
right.
You can only have so many receivers, you can have so many quarterbacks. It's important that if you want to play, sometimes you have to you know, find it might not be your ideal position, but football is unique. You get, you know, there's lots of play, you know, lots of positions out there for you.
And sometimes when you find out that when you move to a new position, it's like, hey, I'm pretty good at this. This is fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Coach,
so this time last year, we went. I don't think Nathaniel Kittle was looking at himself as like, you know, this kind of season, you know, where he's like, you know, a go-to offensive lineman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Very good player.
Kevin, in terms of starting a season, I mean, the tradition up there at Masco, good Lord, in that field, and it's just so historical and so on, and a great, great place to watch a game. When you start a season, and you've seen it all, when you start a season 0-2, but you know that the kids have got some quality, you know that it's fun to do, you're going to have a good season ahead of you, are there things that you and the coaching staff can do to just kind of say, okay, those two games are over with, forget about those, let's go on to the next one?
Yeah, well, you know, we have to, you know, it's no true. We happened to us last year, too. We had some tough, you know, it was the opener for a couple, you know, good teams last year. We were 0-2 after the drafting game. And but no, it was. It's the league, you know, at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now
mm-hmm.
they keep you wipe the slate clean. You know, guys, we're 0-0. The league starts now. It's, you know, you have to make your mark in the league and go from there. This is why we're here. You know, now it's the rivalries. You know, it's, you know, we don't, you know, it's not Phil Rick, it's not Winchester. We really don't know those schools.
Right.
But anyhow, but now it's Beverly. Now it's Marblehead. Now it's Danvers. Geez, now it's Swampscott. Now it's like, you know, important. And it is, not that the other game's not, but it is a way to motivate them. I mean, you know, they can't go in the dumper. You know what I mean? Because there's no way you can, because you play in Beverly, you know.
Yeah.
You can't just... You can't feel bad for yourself. You can't. You're playing Beverly. You got to be up. You have to be positive. You got to be ready to roll. You can't be like, you know, because if you're not, they'll kill you. You know what I mean? They're going to want to take your head off.
When I
you got to be ready for that.
I played JV down in Texas before I moved to Massachusetts, and we were not very good. We won one game, but. Each week practice was something new. It was challenging. It was competitive. And we always look forward. And down there, man, on Friday nights, they had these 10,000-seat stadiums, which was ridiculous. And so you're playing before the home crowd, and you just want to, you know, at one point, we just wanted to be competitive and make some good plays because we weren't very good. But it's that idea of having fun. And now I'm looking at Marblehead, and I wonder how you're looking at Marblehead.
Looking at Marblehead, super program, and you know, ton of respect for them and what they've been doing over the years. And you know, they run a lot of the same schemes as they do before. And they're like, I understand it. It's a league game for them. It's their first league game. It's our second league game. And you know, they're fighting to they're the champions. You know, the champions from last year, so they want to recapture that. Obviously, they're gonna. You know, we're ready, you know, to be fighting tooth and nail with those kids.
Mm-hmm.
They're not going to, you know, they're going to be as hungry as can be, I'm sure. That's how I look at Marblehead.
Final question, Coach. I talked with Colin McQueen last week about the running game in football, in high school football, and I love it, enjoy it so much because there's a rhythm to it, and the game moves right along, and the kids can, you know, especially the offensive linemen, they can get with it. There's a lot of passing now, a lot of spread offense and so on. How do you mentioned passing with your game, with your team this year, getting into it a little bit more. How do you incorporate that? What's the hierarchy of where you want to put pass plays in and how much you want to do that?
Well, I use it, you know, as a balance and to attack, you know, vertically downfield a bit, you know, just to, you know, defense is, you know, if something's there in high school football, you got to take it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have people that can do it, catch and throw the ball, so it'd be crazy not to do it, you know. It takes time. It takes time to develop, you know. Ashwin Prasad playing quarterback for us right now, he's, you know, he didn't get on the field as a varsity kid last year, as a junior now, and it's the speed of the game, and, you know, it's one of, yeah, first game, he threw a couple nice touchdown passes against Bill Rucker, and that was pretty cool. It's just relying on it, you know. It's hard, you know. It's hard. I'm a run first guy, you know. So I enjoy, you know, the rhythm, like you say, of the running game. And I think I think the run game does help you a ton. And as the year goes on, I think people, you know, the linemen do get the nuances of everything as the year goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't matter what kind of weather it is, but you got to be able to, you know, throw the ball too, I think, mm-hmm. at our level. And, you know, you know, we're not good enough if everyone loads up in the box on us. We don't have, not I think very few high schools. I know Collins has a nice thing going down there. I haven't seen the play in a couple of years, but I do know they can run the ball,
mm-hmm.
for sure. They have a nice rhythm down there for sure. So it's important for us to throw it, though. I think we only throw it a couple times the other day, but I think, you know, it's, every week is a different challenge. You know, we know Marvel's going to try to take X, Y, and Z away from us over here, and next week, you know, someone's going to try to take this away. So the more you can do, the more balance you can have, I think the better.
I love learning from you, Coach. Thank you so much. It's I'm writing all this down in case anybody, I have to take a test on it. But you know, it's funny, I've been around a while, but I just learned so much from you guys, and I really appreciate it. I also appreciate the job that you're doing, because it ain't easy. It's not easy being a teacher. It's not easy being an administrator, and certainly not easy being a football coach. So I wish you well this week, Coach, and hopefully we can talk again next week.
All right. Appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Gavin. Take care.
Have a nice weekend.
You as well. Bye-bye. That's Gavin Monagle, who is the Masconaman High School football coach. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.